If you're just joining us, you're listening to Sound Effect on KNKX 88.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today we're telling stories about flipping the script. And we're going to close out the show with another look at how this presidential election transformed the political narrative. But this time, we're going to do it through music. Seattle musician John Roderick is the front man for the indie rock band The Long Winters. He's a liberal guy, and you might remember his failed bid for the Seattle City Council in 2015. But in 2016, he wrote an anthem in response to the Trump campaign called Make America Great Again. It was a part of author Dave Eggers' project, 30 Days, 30 Songs, which called on musicians to write songs for a new post-election America. Most artists wrote straightforward protest songs, but John decided on a satirical take that ended up coming from a more empathetic place. He sat down with Sound Effect producer Ali Ferguson to talk about why he went a different route.
Well, I watch the news and I know what's what. I go to rock and worship and I pray. And I see the whole world falling apart, and I thank God I live in the USA.
It's a common problem, I think, for conservative politicians that they want to use rock and roll music in their campaigns, and rock and roll musicians typically do not want their music used by conservative politicians. But I tried to write a song in the voice of a Trump supporter.
Would you have been okay if you heard it at a Trump rally?
Absolutely.
And we want someone to make America great again.
I'm still hoping that it's a big hit on conservative radio, because the challenge, of course, was that I started to write it in a satirical voice, and I wanted it to not be smug, which is a complaint lobbied against the left. And right about the time that I was thinking of it, I went home to Alaska, where I grew up, for my high school reunion. And here I am in this, you know, reunion context with all these people I grew up with. And I know them intimately in the way you can only know someone you've known for decades. And they all are Trump supporters, or a lot of them are. And so they're teasing me because I'm known as the liberal agitator. And they're like, Roderick, you know, you're going to see in November how it's going to go. And I was like, I think you guys are wrong. You know, I had a pretty confident picture of how America looked, which turned out to be wrong. But as the weekend bumbled along, I like all these people. These are my high school friends. I know where they're coming from. And I noticed that they felt like they were the fun people. Mm-hmm. That liberals were nags and scolds and, you know, humorless cultural bullies. You know, rock and roll belonged to them. They were the fun Americans. And so I was inspired kind of by the spirit of their own logic and their kind of rationalization about how uncomplicated their world is. Mm-hmm. And our world is so overcomplicated. And so I started to write the song and found it not that hard to inhabit the worldview.
Well, I'm no gun nut, but I protect my family. And I'm not racist, but my heritage makes me proud. My wife's no feminist, but she knows how to treat her man. And we want someone to make America great again.
I've played this song for a lot of Trump voters, and they accept it whole cloth. Like, yep, that's exactly where I'm coming from. Who is this amazing artist, and where do I buy his record?
I'm wondering, kind of getting at the nugget of that, is there something about songwriting that allows you to feel more empathy for the person you're trying to write the song for? Is that what allowed you to kind of feel that relation to someone who's a Trump supporter?
Yeah, because it's in the chords, it's in the voice. I tried for a long time to sing it really straight, with no contractions, you know, no drawl.
Not play up any sort of Southern stereotype.
No, kind of like, ham and nam and nerp.
Yeah.
Just like, this is me in my voice straight. And the lyrics and the music don't allow it. I mean, I ended up drawling, and at a certain point I had to stop fighting. You know, like, so much of songwriting is just, it comes down from the sky. And you go, where did that come from? And as I was trying to do what I did, which is find a song in its tone and content that would appeal to my high school friends. The rest sort of followed. I think that's why when I play that song live, the few times I have, it elicits gasps.
Because it feels so authentic.
Yeah, and it felt, and it started to feel that way to me. I could have written 40 verses.
And so how did this affect your perception of the election and then the ultimate outcome?
You know, I was so wrong about the election and about what I thought was the, you know, the constituent underlying truth of America and where we were right now, that I realized I needed to be quiet for a little bit, because I had the same instinct that everybody did, which was to weigh immediately back in and say, well, I was completely wrong, except all of the ideas that I had that led me to that wrong conclusion, those ideas are still right. And so I'm just going to just start vociferously advocating for exactly the stuff I was advocating for yesterday, except with no doubt about it. And I realized I couldn't do it. I needed to express some self-doubt. And I started to see the cracks a little bit, not in any of our major ideas, which I still believe, but in the methodology.
Implementation and sort of the activism of it?
I think in a lot of ways it's just the tone. The tone of condescending certitude. And writing this song, I don't sympathize with a single idea that I promulgate in the lyrics. But I do empathize in the sense that I can hear that. I can hear that voice. Right, you're not, a gun nut. Sorry I called you a gun nut. I know you just think you're protecting your family. I get it. You know, the difference of opinion we have is that I think you, guns should be registered and you should have to take a class and get a license. You see that as an impingement upon your freedom.
Now the laws are all going so-called politically correct, where less qualified applicants get the jobs. It was traditional values what built this country. Without help from you, East Coast college snobs.
But do you think something like this song, which would be heard mostly by liberals, allows them to create some sort of empathy for that idea that I'm no gun nut, but I do want to protect my family?
Hopefully.
You would hope so?
I don't think that the way forward is that we continue to sneer at each other.
So if something like a song can create that sort of shared empathy, do you think maybe the solution is we just need more conservative songwriters?
There are plenty of conservative songwriters. It's just that they're all happening in the mainstream country world that most listeners of this program aren't dipping their toes into.